From cowboys to shrimpers, astronauts to farmers, and roughnecks to loggers. For true Texans, there's only one place to celebrate the Lone Star State. That's right here with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis. Without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash, our Lone Star story of the day: impeachment is not a criminal trial, it's a political act, solely a political act, and the Texas House's document says it's to protect the state, not punish the offender. What the state needs is protection from lazy, hot-headed, short-sighted House members who just abused the impeachment power to set a most dangerous precedent. In fact, in Texas politics, it is the most dangerous thing that has ever happened in my lifetime, my friends. The Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906, AlliedCompliance.com. Well, the headline says much. Only three of Governor Abbott's seven emergency items passed during the 88th regular session. That's right. For all the talking about what we're doing, they didn't get to work. And on the emergency items under the Constitution, they were able to begin work on those far earlier than anything else. Well, the governor, they don't have to do his stuff. It's true. The governor called an immediate special session already underway to be followed by more special sessions. Also, Texas economic signs worsen in the manufacturing sector. Listen to Pratt on Texas on demand anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a podcast recording of today's show and other interviews at prattontexas.com. Well, my friends, the Dallas Fed is out with the Texas manufacturing report, and it's not good. The headline: sector continues to face declining orders. Factory activity remained relatively flat in May, according to the executives responding to the survey. The production index, a key measure of state manufacturing conditions, inched down. Other measures of manufacturing activity showed declines in May. The new orders index has now been in negative territory for a year and pushed down further. The growth rate of orders index fell. The capacity utilization index moved down. Perceptions of broader business conditions continued to worsen in May. The company outlook index pushed down. Labor market measures suggest continued employment growth but flat work hours. Price pressures dropped further below normal levels, and wage pressures also eased but remained elevated. The raw materials price index fell. The finished good price index fell, which means you're getting less for what you made, and with near zero reading suggestive of flat selling prices, meaning you can't raise them even though you're in an inflationary environment. The future general business activity index remained negative as well. So we continue to see this long trend pointing to the future out of the Texas manufacturing outlook. We'll get to all this impeachment stuff here in a moment. Governor Abbott has set the special election for House District 2. That's the one where Brian Slayton was expelled from the House for getting it on with staff members and stuff. House District 2, and that, oh, what was I saying? The governor has set a special election. It will be on the, so everybody, you know, it's one of those special elections where you don't have the primary. Everybody runs together, and that will be on the November 7th. Uniform election date. All right, my friends, there is so much out there, but there is so much that needs to be said. And I've got, you know, some personal things to say about it here in a few moments. I am deeply upset. I have been unable to sleep over the weekend for the most part. I am near ill. This feels worse than when we lost to Obama, and it feels worse than when we lost to Biden. And I know it's not going to be that way, this impeachment stuff. And it, by the way, it has, and this is the thing that I just have to trust the Lord, because I've already experienced it with my emails with people, even people with whom I sort of agree with on stuff. They don't get it. My objections to this impeachment have zero to do with Ken Paxton. You could call it Willy Wonka. It's the circumstances of the impeachment, what the point is, And it has nothing to do with whether he's guilty or innocent of any of the things in which they charge him. But most people can't get over this. It's always my team or the other team, the conservatives versus the rhinos. That's not what's important here. You know, if you don't pay attention to things, you don't understand the history of things and how it works. And most people don't, because this isn't what they do every day. It's not their passion. It's not their calling. They're uneasy by things, but they're not uneasy the way I am. I've been in prayer a lot personally and in church over the weekend. What these state reps did, including friends of mine, and what's happening is one of the most dangerous. It is, the best of my recollection, the most dangerous thing to happen in the state of Texas since I have been a young adult. And going back for a generation before that I can remember from my history, I've gone and looked up some previous issues back to the Sharpstown scandal and other things, and the last two Democrat attorneys general, by the way, were last one was convicted of something, I believe, and the one before him, Jim Maddox, was indicted and faced a long trial, but not an impeachment. And that's very critical to this. I don't understand why but this is a problem I've had my entire life. I'm sorry. It's very difficult because it's very hard to talk about these things without it seeming to be arrogant or something like that. And that's not what I mean. It's just the fact that there are certain talents God gives each person. I have very big weaknesses in a lot of areas. And believe me, I pay for them daily in business as well. Even though I've, started and been self-employed companies and been self-employed since I was 15, 16 years old. One of the great things I've always been able to do from way back when I was a child and then in debate, a serious debate champion in school, was be able to really see conceptually I don't know if you'd call it in three dimensions or whatever, but mostly all sides of an issue, and be able to project out where actions take us. In other words, where actions, precedents take us in the future. And that is what is so absolutely shocking in what's happened in the Texas House with this impeachment of Paxton. You have a secret investigation launched by leadership. And never forget, the House is needs reform. I've been saying this for years. Almost all power is in the hands of the Speaker. Once you win that early vote, you, the Speaker, solely appoints people to positions of power. They owe all of their positions of power, and that's what politicians want, is power. Even good ones, because they want the power to do the things they went there to do. The Speaker controls the entire body in that sense. And a particularly ruthless Speaker controls it beyond all imagination, and you often would never know because it's behind the scenes. So the Speaker has a committee, and it's got a guy on there who's part of the Strauss problem too, Charlie Guerin. He's a very, very nasty and mean politician. And they run an investigation in secret, but it's not a real investigation. A lot of people are talking about this. Well, it's like a grand jury, and a grand jury is one-sided. Oh, no. An investigation is not one-sided. A grand jury hearing may be one-sided, but an investigation is not. And yet they conducted a completely one-sided investigation, and they're already outside an outside investigation, other investigations over these issues with Paxton in the AG's office and these whistleblowers. They refused that testimony. They refused to read it. They refused to do anything with it. What House members heard as results of an investigation was actually nothing but a one-sided hit piece from political enemies. And remember, an impeachment is a solely political process.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Need attachments on your skid steer to street sweep, pallet forks, brush cutter, snow blades, or land levelers? West Texas Attachments can help you today. West Texas Attachments is your go-to on all skid steer attachments. Rent or buy, WestTexasAttachments.com has attachments for every type of skid steer job. Rock and brush attachments, manure forks for dairies and cow lots. WestTexasAttachments.com delivers when you need it. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com.
Do you have a commercial property for sale or lease? Tired of a for sale sign gathering dirt, storm, dust in front of your place with no activity and no prospects? Office, retail, restaurant, or industrial? Call me, Carl Tepper, a commercial agent with Exit Realty of Lubbock. I'm low on inventory because I've sold and leased everything. I'll get your property sold too. Call me, Carl Tepper, at 806-470-2354 for an no-obligation appointment. That's 806-470-2354.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Liberty is hard, which means putting up with things you may find objectionable. Now here's a man the enemies of liberty object to. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. This is so incredibly hard. If I had 8 hours, I don't think I could get it in a way that everybody understood. It's as if we need one big classroom where we can ask questions and go back and forth with the Socratic method. So the House, unknowns to its members, begins its own investigation of a guy secretly, then comes forward in the last few hours, literally, last few days of the legislative session, and tells everybody, oh boy, this guy's terrible. He's done all these things. They don't let an opposite point of view even be provided in their public hearing, which demonstrates fully that this is nothing but what an impeachment is, a political act to destroy someone. There is no due process in any of this. And even though you're going to hear, well, it's like a grand jury and the Senate's a trial. No, it's not. Not in the sense of, you know, of a criminal case. In fact, a guilty verdict in the Senate only removes the person from office permanently. And then they have to have a second vote if over the issue whether the person can ever hold public office in the state again. Anything else has to be done in a court of law where you actually have due process rights. This is rushed. It is hurried. It's thrown into the hands of everybody. They only have one side and of any story. I mean, nobody has time to prepare anything. They say, oh, well, you're going to have all this hearings. People speak for impeachment and against it, except the people speaking against it, they don't have 3 months of their buddies putting stuff together at taxpayer expense behind the scenes secretly like the other side. The whole thing reeks of non-Americanism. And on the surface, prima facie, that's why I think even if the subject matter for impeachment and this were a right use of impeachment, the way it was handled by the House, I would have voted no against it because it is unethical. The House, by the way, doesn't have to have the governor call them for a special session for impeachment. It's one of the few things where they can convene themselves. They didn't have to rush this through the way they did at the very end when they were supposed to be working on tax relief, which they didn't get done, and a whole bunch of other things they didn't get done. The way it was done was on the surface of it prima facie, and I don't see how a person with any kind of morals and ethics doesn't see that. Now, obviously, some of them didn't see it. The people who voted against the impeachment all Republicans. Well, I think there might have been a Democrat. I think Harold Dutton, Democrat, voted present and didn't vote. But Doc Anderson voted against it. Cecil Bell, Travis Clardy, Tom Craddock. By the way, you'll hear there's a bunch of kind of rhinos in this list, too, as well as conservatives. It's because it's the only group in there that wasn't seduced by groupthink and were thinking on a high level. Doc Anderson, Cecil Bell, Travis Clardy, Tom Craddock, the former speaker from Midland, voted against it. The dean of the House and other members didn't pay any attention. Charles Cunningham, Mark D'Orazio, Sam Harless, Caroline Harris, Brian Harrison, Kerry Isaac, Terry Leo Wilson, Jeannie Morrison, Dennis Paul, Four Price of Amarillo, Matt Schaefer, our good friend of Tyler, Nate Schatzline of Fort Worth, Mike Schofield of Katy, Shelby Slauson, John Smithy of Amarillo, been there for a long time, Valerie Swanson, Ed Thompson, Tony Tenderholt, and Steve Toth. Now, there's a lot of reporting, but you didn't hear. I'll tell you, some of these men, because they had no time to prepare, remember, this was a setup. They had no time to prepare. But just the overall ethics of this are awful and obvious. And so Hayden Sparks did a better job, of course, at the Texan.news than the major press, which just wants to crucify every conservative Republican they can get their hands on. And if not a conservative, then a rhino's good for them. Part of the story in the write-up in the Texan responding to questions from Matt Schaefer of Tyler Murr, this Representative Murr, who I've said since last session is an absolute, I mean, not a good person, agreed that witnesses were not placed under oath. That's right. This was a real investigation. Witnesses to this committee were not placed under oath, nor were they cross-examined. And long, long, long time State Rep John Smithy of Amarillo, he opposed the impeachment, and he spoke out. He says the process was flawed and the evidence not enough. He said, I'm not here to defend Ken Paxton. And folks, that's my position too. I said a long time ago, as all these things came up, I've read the stuff. You know, I've read quite a bit of the 340-something page Office of Attorney General internal report and investigation over these so-called quitter whistleblowers that were fired, that all this is really about. And I've also read that outside law firm's report that they had to come in and look at it completely. I've since brushed up on those matters. And it's not about defending Ken Paxton. What I was going to say is, all along, I've not wanted to believe, but I've said if new evidence come forward, right now, none of this stuff appears to be right. But that is a separate issue. That is a completely separate issue from why I am upset. I know there are a lot of good people, President Trump, Ted Cruz, coming out against this. They see it for what it is. It's the establishment types trying to crucify any real activist conservative out there. We see it all over the country. That's not new. But that's not my problem with the impeachment and the House vote and the vote of these House members and why they can't be trusted anymore. Or at least they need to have some serious philosophical education. Smithy said, I'm not here to defend Paxton. That's not my job. I'll leave that to someone else. He asserted the evidence presented to members was hearsay within hearsay within hearsay and will not be admissible in any court of law. That is true. That is undeniable. And so members said, well, but all this bad, I got a member to all this bad. That's Paxton. He's up to all this bad stuff. All you're listening to is hearsay. If in your campaign people did that to you, you'd be furious. Oh, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Why do they believe it? Because it's all hearsay. But they were willing to do it to another man. And that is unethical and unchristian. Smithy asserted evidence presented. Okay, hearsay within hearsay within hearsay. We do not need to be relaxing the fairness and due process concerns. He said the House was this set a precedence of an indefensible process. Smithy said the chamber was considering impeachment in the worst possible way. What you're being asked to do is impeach without evidence. It's all rumor. It's all innuendo. It's all speculation, he said. And folks, that's undeniable because it was all hearsay. There was no cross-examination, and they did not apparently swear the witnesses. Thus, the statements have no legal binding on these people at all. They can lie through their teeth. Now, a Democrat rep, Terry Canales, a lawyer, rebutted it, saying this is like a grand jury analogy. No, it isn't a grand jury, and even the House's own information sheet points out this isn't a criminal deal. There aren't any due process rights here. Tony Tenderholt pointed out all the investigators that testified before the committee were former Harris County employees. That's right, and nearly all of them voting Democrat primaries. Murr, trying to pretend like he was all above it all, said he was uninterested in the political leanings of these people. Why, Mr. Murr? Why, Representative, when the impeachment is, by definition, inherently fully a political process, it is not a court of law process. Tenderholt said this body gave more time to debating tampon tax relief than we've given to impeaching the chief law enforcement officer in our state. Brian Harrison said he voted against it, saying allegations should be left to the courts and the voters. Harold Dutton, the Democrat, he came to his defense, said he doesn't believe Paxson's due process rights have been respected. I don't have enough evidence that Paxson did anything. He expressed the chamber was asked to vote on the impeachment articles virtually in the dead of night. And this is where you have the problem. And the massive, massive precedent this sets to now chill opposition to a speaker or leadership ever is unbelievable. And the fact that certain House members, including some who are lawyers and very accomplished attorneys, cannot see this. It's that short term. Well, it's like the Clintons, you know, we're in charge now. Hey, wait, we hate the military, but wait, it's our military now. They're in charge now. They don't care about looking down the road and the damage they've done to the state. And I'll explain that precedent in a moment on Pride on Texas.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
A couple from Texoma wrote, I would just like to thank you for the connection to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and crew at DentoCare. They did a fantastic job on my behalf. I've also referred numerous people to your site to contact Dr. Zuniga and will continue to sing praises for Dr. Zuniga and DentoCare. Isabel and I were in Costa Rica to see Dr. Zuniga at the same time this couple was, and we had a great time visiting and dining together. I know they're planning to return for even more work and plan on bringing other family members down too. Learn what it's all about, save huge money while getting a great vacation at the same time, and experience firsthand a level of service to which I cannot well put words. Learn more about our dentist and friend, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and DentoCare, by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com. Visit PrattonTexas.com and click on the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Employers, are you needing to fill a position? I'm Micah White with Goodwin Recruiting. I can take the burden and headache off your plate and find the best candidate for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. That's mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. Email me for more information and let me know that you heard it on Pratt. Get the Goodwin team working for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. Connecting great people to great employers. That is the Goodwin Recruiting way.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a man so important other talk show hosts listen to his show, even while they're on the air. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So the Senate will have the impeachment trial. And remember, it's not a trial on guilt or innocence of criminal things that are alleged. It's basically a political op over, do we throw a guy out of office or not? And if we do, then do we make him ineligible to ever hold office again? It's two separate votes in Texas in the Senate. They've said they will start the trial no later than the 28th of August. So they could wait all the way till the 28th of August. Why would they wait? Well, because the governor's already got him in special session again because the House leadership can't get its work done. The Senate and the House are going to be in multiple special sessions, which you and I have to pay for, by the way. Most of the summer, it looks like, if they can't get going. Now, what is the problem? You know, Speaker Craddock had more sense, and Smithy did, and a few others from West Texas, than a lot of these other people who ought to know better. Every member, every elected official now, and state officers, by the way, but particularly members of the House, now, from now forward, they have to fear a secret investigation from a speaker-controlled committee. That's what they put their imprimatur on, their stamp of approval on. not the House voting to open an investigation into someone, but the Speaker behind the scenes in secret. And remember, every position of power is named by the Speaker. The Texas House needs constitutional reform. It is not answerable to the public. There has long been too much power invested in the Speaker. But now every member has to. And folks, don't kid yourself. There are so many little rules and regulations. It's like campaign finance rule. Before you know it, anything can be trumped up into a charge. And in fact, that nasty Charlie Guerin has indeed in the past threatened people, representatives, with stuff over House procedural rules and basically threatening to put them up on charges and ruin their career over nothing, like having a member of the press come into their office and ask them questions. I mean, I'm not kidding you. They're ruthless, this group. And that's this group under him is a holdover, Guerin, from Strauss, from the ruthlessness of Strauss. Every member of the House now forward has to fear a secret investigation from a speaker-controlled and appointed committee. Voting one's conscience on issues that matter to leadership. You know, they always talk about this. They need to be able to vote their district and vote their conscience. And, of course, everybody there knows that's bull, even though some of them defend that argument from various speakers, because they'll sit there and tell you, I don't know if they'll tell you on the radio, but they'll tell me over and over for my entire life, well, if I vote wrong on the speaker, I'll be on the outs and I won't get any bills passed and I won't get on the right committees. So in other words, they already know that just the speaker vote alone requires them to compromise their beliefs. Now, if you get out of line during a session, let's say that the speaker's, you know, really loving that money from Las Vegas Sands Corporation and you don't like gambling. Well, what if you and four or five others stop a gambling vote when that speaker's told them it'll get done? Well, you better watch your back, because somebody's going to find something wrong. And if they don't, they'll find an employee that works for you or one from the next door neighbor office that'll say anything about you to stitch you up. Why? Well, the committee doesn't even put these accusations under oath, ladies and gentlemen. I remind you, the secret star chamber doesn't even put these things under oath nor allow cross-examination. So it's not really an investigation now, is it? Or was it? It's not an investigation. It's a accumulating of things to give to the press and to your neighbors to destroy someone. So every member now from now on has to worry about this, because now anytime you vote your conscience on issues that matter strongly to leadership now becomes a very high gamble. A very high gamble that you'll wake up months later, or maybe next session, or maybe in the interim, having been the subject of a secret investigation from which, by the way, they didn't interview you, just like they didn't do the Office of Attorney General staff to find out what really went on with the Attorney General. No, they just took enemies from outside and took unsworn testimony and didn't allow cross-examination and refused testimony from the people who were actually witnesses to it. This is disgusting. Now, why was this an abuse? Because I've got to get to the other stuff. We'll talk about more of this later. But why was the, is this such an abuse of the process? Okay, you already understand procedurally, these are separate arguments. You've got to get that in their head. Nothing I'm talking about has anything to do with who the Attorney General is. It could be the old Democrat Jim Maddox right now. Or you know, the other Democrat convicted Dan Morales, okay? It could be those people. The way this was done in secret, the fact that the investigation itself is a sham, should have members with integrity, it should have infuriated them. It really should have caused a leadership rebellion, but nevertheless, they should have refused to participate in this because the investigation itself was secret and a sham. Number two, and a whole bunch of stuff in that argument. The other big argument is the way it was pulled off. No time for deliberation. No time for people to actually read this stuff or go read the other investigations into these allegations that pretty strongly refute everything that's said that were done several years ago. I mean, the big OAG investigation is 345 pages, I think I remember. I went back to scan some of it today. that nobody had time to do anything. They shoved this in at the last minute, and there's no reason for that. Well, they're going to take, well, the clock was running out. No. On impeachment, the House can convene itself to handle impeachment, from what I understand. And even so, if you don't rush it like this, because it's just wrong. Yes, if it required the governor somehow, you go to the governor and say, we need to come back and do this. But this is very bad. Here's the point. They are treating this, if you read what they put forward, they're trying to prosecute a criminal issue that is already in the hands. I said this Friday, we already have courts and investigative agencies. Why do a bunch of politicians, a handful of little ruthless, vicious people in this, you know, totally out of his depth, ignoramus out of Jacksboro, Spiller, who was on that committee, along with a bunch of Democrats, why do they think they've got to be the ones to do this? Because it's political. Remember, impeachment is solely political. We've had two attorney generals since immediately in succession before Republicans won the state and John Cornyn became an attorney general as a Republican. It was Dan Morales. He served from 91 through 99 through Ann Richards and then part of George W. Bush's term. And then before him was Jim Maddox. And Maddox was another one of these people, just like the governor, just like Kay Hutchison, just like Bob Bullock, who were all indicted in the same kind of nasty process by a criminal grand jury. And it was all bull. Remember Rick Perry. Remember, if you're a Democrat, Bob Bullock. If you're a Democrat, how about Jim Maddox? Ronnie Earl went after Jim Maddox on this same kind of factional inside the Democrat Party stuff. Had all kinds of, he's also the guy that went after Tom DeLay. Remember that? And that was all overturned eventually. Went after Kay Hutchison. That's what they're doing here. And it was wrong for a DA to do that, but at least it was in the court system where you had due process, and that's why it was thrown out for Kay Hutchison, same for Rick Perry and others. Jim Maddox and Dan Morales, after he was out of office, was actually pleaded guilty to something in federal court over that big tobacco settlement, trying to steer some of the money from that to his friends and buddies. The point is, we don't need a bunch of house hacks doing this. We have a criminal justice system, and it works because the two attorneys general just before Cornyn both faced the process. Morales ended up guilty. Jim Maddox not guilty. We don't need house people, and the Democrats didn't pull the impeachment card on that time either. This is a terrible precedent.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is, while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
Are you looking to fence property for hunting leases or your cattle operation? Winter's Dozer Service can grub, clear, and work that fence line to help your crew get in and get the job done safely. Get your big country farm or ranch project started by getting that fence line cleared with Winter's Dozer Service. Winter's Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Farming has never been for the faint of heart, but you already know that. The faith and fortitude that brought you to the table will ensure you're here tomorrow. At Vista Bank, we can say that because we've served producers just like you for 109 years. Through the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, two world wars, and the global pandemic. One of the region's few FSA preferred lenders, maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, where people always come first.
Warm weather evenings on the patio is a Texas tradition, and no one does it better or more tasty than Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, and it's next to a lake with waterfall. You'll have access to comfortable surroundings, great service, premium liquors, beer, cordials, award-winning wine list, and great bar bites food at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse all spring, summer, and fall. Meet friends and colleagues and enjoy quality time on the patio by the lake at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
It's Texas that matters most on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texan in chief, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Look, there are many dozens of hours we could go on talking about what's wrong with this impeachment thing. And there is so, this precedent is so horrible because it short-circuited the process. And I know you've heard this, chief law enforcement officer, but remember in Texas, this isn't like being the president of the United States where you control the executive branch of government, including law enforcement. In Texas, the attorney generals and officers of state elected by the people, answerable to the people. Do you understand that? And the attorney general does not, despite the moniker top law enforcement officer, does not control, run, or manage our law enforcement agencies. They have a little bit of stuff inside the OAG, but they don't run DPS, the Texas Rangers, or any of the local law enforcement in the state. In other words, there's simply no need. If the House felt there was something that needed to be acted upon, they could pass a House resolution asking law enforcement to look into the issue. They could do an open investigation, present the evidence to the press, and cause public pressure for someone to resign if they so think that's what needs to be done. But there is no reason to have turned our House and Senate into this kind of thing. Now, Robert, you say it's wrong to do this, but impeachment's one of their powers. Well, let me explain to you what would be a correct use of impeachment, in my opinion. In this case, or in the case of any of the other attorney generals. In this case, everything about it, and I've looked at their charges, it's every bit of this seems to be completely outside the bounds of what the impeachment process is supposed to be for, remembering that it's a political process about removing someone from office. It is not a process to determine guilt and innocence over criminal things or disagreements on how you should run a state agency. In fact, that's one of the things that really irks me about this one is that for all the little buzz, 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 well, he should have done this, he shouldn't have done that. Well, okay, well, what happens when they say that about you running your office as a state rep or a senator? You have to have certain freedom. That's why we have these offices answerable to voters. If the House doesn't like a certain thing, they can zero out the budget for it, or they can pass a law changing the duties as long as it doesn't, you know, run afoul of the Constitution. But they don't want to do that kind of thing. They just want to play executioner, political executioner in this thing. A proper use of impeachment is not over this stuff. A proper use of impeachment would be, for example, you have the legislature pass a law. Oh, by the way, now, I'm not saying that as the last-ditch effort. If you had a corrupt state, for example, if law enforcement refused to ever look at anything, even though there was evidence to give probable cause that a crime had been committed, and nobody would look at it, and maybe you found out all the law enforcement was corrupt, and you had a governor that was running them all, and he was corrupt, then, okay, impeachment might be appropriate in a case like that for a criminal matter. But there's no showing of that. There is nothing out there that demonstrates that the state law enforcement bodies or the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, who have an investigation into something, someone connected to all of this stuff, this businessman Nate Paul, there is nothing out there to say that the status quo, and in debate we call this inherency, it's a stock issue. No plan, no affirmative plan, no idea of we ought to have this change should ever be adopted, and it's not supposed to be adoptable in debate. And this has to do with logic, and folks. If you cannot prove inherency, which we defined in debate as a law, statute, or barrier that prevents the status quo from achieving the affirmative's goal, meaning unless the House members in their committee can prove that there is a law, statute, or barrier preventing, and the barrier could be corruption, for example, if the governor was in cahoots with an AG and the governor is titularly in head of the DPS, you see what I'm saying? Only if you can show that the status quo, that the systems we have, the everyday flow of law enforcement, the burden of proof, you've got to first prove that the status quo, the systems we have, cannot handle this case. And they didn't do that. They don't even look at that. And the members didn't even care about that. That's what I talked about Friday. This is a case for law enforcement. What would be impeachable? Let's say you've got an attorney general. The legislature passes laws like they have passed, like against DEI on college campuses or against minors attending these sexual shows, whether they're drag queens or anything else. And the attorney general, he's not actually the district attorney, but this is an easy analogy to think of. The attorney general refused to carry out the law. If the attorney general of Texas refused, not differed with you on an opinion, by the way, one of these stupid impeachment things was, well, he abused his power because he didn't issue an opinion here, or he did issue an opinion here. Excuse me, that's his prerogative. That's like any, it's just like a state rep doesn't have to vote on a bill. He doesn't have to support a bill. He doesn't have to vote against it. He can vote president. That's just opinion. That's prerogative in the office. It's just stupid. That's why this impeachment articles were full of such stupid things that any state rep who's had integrity would not, or and understood what he was looking at. And I will grant there are probably a bunch of them that are nice people, but they don't even know what the hell, they didn't even know what they were looking at. It was so rushed in such a hurry. Nobody should have even participated in this. They should have rejected the process as a whole. If the attorney general is stealing while he's in office, well, that's not really an impeachment thing, is it? Well, you could, but isn't the proper thing there to go to law enforcement, let them do an investigation? And then, you know, if he's convicted, I guess, and the law doesn't make him ineligible to hold office, which it does in Texas, I think, in most offices, then you might go to impeach him to get him out of there. But the fact of the matter is, the impeachment's really a political process, and it should, for precedent's sake, be reserved for issues where the governing body, the official, is refusing to carry out the duties of the state and the duties passed by the other branches of the state government. Instead, they've set a precedent now where if we just don't like you, or if people say enough bad things about you, we're going to ruin you. And this puts really unprecedented and unthought about, is that a word? Not thought about, more power, dangerous power in the hands of a Speaker of the House, because he ultimately controls all of this process through the way the House is set up. So members themselves don't seem to be aware that they've just signed their own potential death warrants. Well, would this speaker do that? Maybe not, but what happens? You get an AOC-type Democrat 18, 14 years from now in there, and they don't even like having any opposition. So they find something on every Republican. May not be true, because they don't swear the witnesses. That's right. It's not sworn testimony under the laws of perjury so that they can be punished for lying. No, they accepted all the testimony and they didn't allow cross-examination. Then they rush it through and put it through and then you're screwed. I mean, that's, folks, this is extraordinarily dangerous what they have done. And I think most reasonable people can figure it out just on the timeline without even going to the second part about the power itself and is this a proper use of impeachment. Just the way it was done on the surface, prima facie, on the face of things, would show, I think, most people of integrity that this is something, wait a minute, we don't want to participate in this. And by the way, if they voted no, it wouldn't admit they couldn't have come back to it. If they're so afraid, or there was something with him, they could have demanded leadership and the investigative committee go back and do things right or do more. They didn't want to mess with that. All right, now, there's a whole stack of things I couldn't get to today. They're already in special session, and they didn't pass tax relief, and the governor has put tax relief. The governor said we're going to have several special sessions with only a couple of things on each one of them, and the property tax relief is the one we're in now, and border security. And he says we're going to come back and do more and more because they couldn't get their work done, and that was mainly over in the House. I'm out of time. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.